Finance Committee will please come to order. First on the agenda tonight is Mr. Sampson's financial report. Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you'll turn with me to summary of statements from Quorum Court, County General Fund 1000, $3,010,545.79. County Road Fund 2000, $3,877,884.74. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,396,862.62. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,562,822.18. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $774,088.75. If you'll notice there on the bottom section where we've highlighted, the clerk and I are not in 100% agreement on the actual amended budget or what has been spent out of that budget. So the amount of appropriated, not appropriated there, that number will probably change very little. I mean, it's a few thousand dollars that's not in stone right now. I just want to highlight that. If you flip with me to page number 2, County General Revenues, this is the chart. We are still trending above last year, which is where we anticipated. If you remember back, I believe it was March, April, or May, we kind of got some delinquent tax, a lawsuit. David may help us on that, what month that was. But got a lawsuit on some delinquent taxes that we returned. Tyler, there's sheets right up there. I missed you, I'm sorry. So we're still trending, like I said, a little bit above last year. I think last year we finished out County General $13,400,000 and some change. I'm projecting this year we should clear that. Should revenue about $13.5 million. It's somewhere in that ballpark. But we're still looking good in County General. And at this time of year, as you know, we're only just now barely getting to the halfway point of our revenue collection, even all the way through 7/12 of the year. Flip with me to page 3. Here's where we start talking about sales tax. Sales tax collection for July, $789,454.81. We're still projecting at 1.48% above last year. We've really made a comeback in our sales tax in the last 3 months. And if you'll flip with me in the running totals, you'll see that number versus last year. That's on page 5. And then again, of course, on the last page is the chart that shows that 3-month moving average is trending much higher. It's a cyclical thing, but it's trending much higher than our 1-year moving average. But our 1-year moving average is moving upward in an upward move. We are going to finish out the year. We are going to beat projection of the $9.2 million. I'm figuring right now about 9.3, 9.4. But we'll see. You know, once again, our sales tax collection on internet sales will definitely start coming in in the September, on the September number. So we are, I guess we're still this month and 1 more month away from that. Are there any questions? County General, I want to note a couple things here. County General ending balance is higher than what it typically is this time of year. That has to do with some accounting issues that we have kind of looked at, the money transferred into the health fund is not as much at this time as it was last year. So that number is a little bit higher than what typically would be at this point of the year, but we're working on those little things right now. So please kind of be hesitant on that, seeing that $3 million in County General, that number really should be about 2.5 to 2.25.
Good. Any questions for Mr. Sampson? Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Didn't we get that? We got that fixed this time this month. It's in our notes transfers.
Yeah, we have. She had missed one, but we're still lower.
Yeah, it's just not even shopping last month.
But we normally have it paid in full by September.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. Yes, we got it.
Remember, we had a makeup payment.
The first item on our agenda today is an item that I placed on it having to do with budget control and county general revenues. The second item is the ordinance that's before us on 19-34. And the third is a discussion about what we're looking for in the financial requirements for to meet the needs of the county in the future. So let me start with the budget control and county general revenues. Since 2015, our expenditures have exceeded our revenues. And that continues this year. We have 43 departments. The quorum court only controls one of them, which is county general. All the rest are special revenue funds, and I would think that the county road tax and criminal justice are is classified as special revenues. So we only have control over one of them, and that's county general. Now, if you'll turn to page 2, these are the appropriations that Mr. Sampson has recorded during 2018. And you can see the ordinances, the various sections, the added appropriations. And it's these added appropriations that are causing problems with the lack of control of the county's county general. And you can see all the departments that the funds have been allocated to and the revenue sources. Now, if you turn to the next page, page 3, this is what's happened so far as of the 31st of July of the last month. We're continuing to add expenditures, and there's no general offsetting increase. And the consequences of this is at the end of the year, we're going to have expenditures greater than revenues. Now, if you'll remember in the monograph that we talked about in February, I alluded to the fact that revenues continued to be less than expenditures. So you have on page 3 what we've done. It's a summary. And this is, Mr. Sampson has just recorded this, of what we've done this year. Now, if you look at Mr. Sampson's page 1 that he passed out, there's $100,000 available in County General. And the operating rule that the court has adopted in years past is that departments will see that $100,000 and they'll apply to spend it. And the consequence of that transaction is recorded on these pages of Alt-19 and Alt-18. So if a department sees that county general funds are available, they make application for it, and we routinely approve it. Now then, go to page 4. It's a little bit more detailed here. We have This is the ordinance that we passed last month. And the questions are in section 1 and in section 5 and 6. You see that in section 1, about 48,000 came in County General, and we turned right around and spent it. On sections 5 and 6 now, they're the same problem, but they're, the source of the revenues are refunds and reimbursements. And the way that Mr. Sampson handles refunds and reimbursements is similar to the way that we handle not all other transfers in. He is busy trying to figure out a way to properly or more accurately record these refunds and reimbursements into County General. Because look what happens. If a department has a budget of $5,000 and they spend $1,000 on it, then they get reimbursed for $1,000, then their balance is back up to $5,000. That's the way that we handle these reimbursements and refunds are a problem that Mr. Sampson is going to work on. Now, when he's going to finish, I don't know, but probably sometime before the first of the year. Now then, I want you to turn to page 5. Now this is just simply a printout of one of the sheriff's primary budgets. I haven't printed out all of them, only a few of them. Now, you can see the original budget of $3.752 million, and now it's up to, and with the additions during the year, we're now up to $3.84 million. In order to control County General, we've got to hold these departments, in this case, the Sheriff's Office, to 3.752. But the operating policies of a quorum court has not been that in the past. Now, turn to page 6, which is the next page. I've taken four of the Sheriff's budgets. Now, there's a few more small budgets that are not very large, and I didn't put them on here. But you can see the original budget that the sheriff controlled is about 14.6. Well, he's now up to 14.8. And and that comes out of County General. Now then... This committee and the full court must come to its senses about controlling County General. The county is simply spending more than we have in revenues, and we can always do that because there's carryover from the previous year goes over into the next year. But that carryover is declining. And if you'll remember from that monograph that we talked about, the total carryover funds are declining rather than increasing. We would like the carryover funds to be large at the beginning of the year, so we can spend the funds in the most efficient manner for the taxpayers. So that's the problem. Now then, I want you to turn, all that goes along with this ordinance 18-34. Now, this is a peculiar request. This is from the special revenues, and we can't control the quorum court can't control it. Ms. Woolley has indicated there's $15,592 coming in, and she wants to spend it on expenditure code 4005 for vehicles. These kind of requests to the court are routinely approved because it doesn't affect county general. But other expenditures come in, you know, like we passed two weeks ago, about the sheriff sales. And the sheriff's office argued that they had claim on the sheriff's sale funds. Well, that wasn't in their property records. That's confiscated property that sold. And in my view is it ought to go into county general for the benefit of all the taxpayers. But that's not the way the court saw fit last month at our regular meeting. But it affects county general and the inequality of expenditures and revenues. Now, I don't think that there's any question about ordinance 19-34. Are there any questions about it? Because it's special revenues, and the sheriff controls it, not the court. So I'll accept a motion to advance ordinance 19-34 to the full committee next week.
Full court?
Yes, the full court next
motion
week.
Motion made.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion as approved, advanced to the full court. Now then, the last page 7 has to do with the summary of the county's financial needs. Now, first, I've sent a third article to the log cabin that discusses extensively the financial needs and the reasons why. However, the log cabin has not printed it. Now, whether they will or will not, I don't know. The log cabin has a space problem, and I'll just hope. But here's the financial summary of what I put forward. (clears throat) 911 needs $1 million.
Every 5 years? Is that correct?
No. That million is probably going to have to be accumulated over a year or two or three, because what's going to be coming down the pike for 911 is significant AT&T mandatory upgrades on our software system, and most likely a significant increase in the monthly charges of the lines that come, the AT&T lines that come into 911.
But as of now, the system upgrades are every 5 years, correct?
Every 5 years, as I understand it, we've been 2 years on this upgrade. And if I were AT&T, I would say we need a mandatory upgrade every 3 years. But I'm not AT&T, but if I were advising AT&T, that's what I'd suggest. So there's some amount, maybe $250,000 or whatever that we've got to do for 911. Now we come to the jail. The first is that I've just received some updated figures from Chris. In that second line on the 48 bed, you can delete that 4 million and put 3.1 million. And also on the footnote number one, change the 4 million to 3.1 million. Now then, you may have a question about what I mean by transport. Well, it goes like this, and I don't have any figures for it, but it's been discussed in previous quorum court meetings. There are jails, county jails, in the state that have extra space. If we could transport some or all of our state prisoners that are temporarily housed in our jail to a jail that's got space, another county jail, would free up something between 60 and 70 beds in our jail per month. Now that number fluctuates, but just say between 50 and 70 jails room, 50 or 70 state prisoners would be moved to other locations. Of course, we would have to pay for it. We'd have to do the transportation, but I suspect that the transport, if space is available, is going to be less than adding either a temporary or a permanent facility. Now then, a 48-bed unit would cost us $3.1 million. There's about a $900,000. Now, I've asked Chris to ask the vendor what the price would be if we made a down payment and at the end of construction period, we would pay it off. No financing charges. And that's where the $3.1 million comes in. We have $1 million in the capital account now. In January, we'll have $2 million. And it would be a year from January or 18 months before we could have $3.1 million. So the way that we manage that is to borrow $1 million for a year or two from a local bank.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Your timing on your million, 2 million, 3 million are a little bit off. We've got like a $500,000, I believe, in that account right now, maybe a little less. And our transfer for this year will not happen until November. That's fund 1810. And then what the transfers every year don't happen until the end of the year. They're budgeted in the first of the year, but don't happen towards the end of the year. So just not to be confusing, you might want to add about another 10 months to that timeline.
Okay, so we borrow a little over $1 million for a year and a half or 2 years. We'd have to pay interest on it, but we could get the 48-bed started pretty soon. Chris, I'll call on you. Do you have any idea of the construction period once a contract is signed for a 48-bed unit?
We've been told 9 months.
Okay, so sometime at the end of 2020, we'd have 48 units at your disposal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we end up borrowing $1.5 million or $2 million or whatever it is to get the 48 unit online late next year. Now then, the 288-bed unit is a permanent addition, and the current price is about $23 million. that price goes up between 1.5% and 2% a year because of increased building costs. And since we have some new steel tariffs imposed, and I would think that the jail's got a fair amount of steel in it, I would think that 1.5% to 2% increase per year would be a reasonable planning figure. Now, I don't know where we're going to get the $23 million. Because we've got this $1 million that we've been talking about tied up for about 3 years for the 48 bid. So those are without going into a lot of detail about why and the explanation, these are reasonable ballpark figures to begin to discuss. Now the next is our need for an animal control. We've been wrestling with animal control, and where the $1 million comes from is that if we were lucky and could go in business with the city, the county would have to pay some amount for the O&M associated with the animal control. The city of Conway would too. Now, I don't know about Greenbrier and Bologna, but I haven't considered them. But we're going to need somewhere between $700,000 in a year and $1 million per year to do a full-blown animal control program, even going in business with the city. The next is the library. And I don't have the figures, but it's in the article that I'll send, and maybe it'll get published. But the library has about 25,000 visitors per month. And it's out of space. And a capital expansion in the library was somewhere, now this is a real loose ballpark figure, but about $12.5 million for a full expansion that would probably cover the library for another 20 years. The existing library was built, I think, in 93, wasn't it?
94.
Okay. So it's had a life till it reached capacity of 25 years. Now the last is this business about this building. Our courthouse is not falling down, but it requires a fair amount of maintenance expense a year. And if we can accumulate $1 million a year over some time period, not unlike the 288 bed expanded jail facility, in sometime in the future we could accumulate sufficient funds to build or do something with the courthouse. And the courthouse probably includes Unit 1 jail. And it may or may not include the judge's offices and those buildings across whatever that street is out there that they built about, 10 years ago? Something like that. So if you total the annual requirements, the county needs about $5 million a year in new revenues in order to meet the needs. If we don't meet the needs, everyone here knows the consequences. The per capita services that the county provides slowly decreases. It's not going to fall off the cliff, But you'll be able to tell the difference between this year and 5 years from now, and this year and 10 years from now. Okay, the last point has to do with expanding the 48-bed unit on the jail on the 48-bed. Unless the jailer continues its policies and programs about releasing prisoners, and the judges in all the circuit courts continue their policies of alternative placement, we'll fill up that 48 beds in a year or two, and we'll be right back where we are right now, because we can expand it, and that's going to take up, because the number of inmates in jail are very closely related to the population. And as our population goes through time, there's going to be more in the judicial system and occupy those 48 beds. So that's a discussion of the county's financial needs. We need about somewhere around $5 million in new money in order to meet the controls. And in my view, all of these needs are equally weighted. I mean, we have a more pressing need for the temporary jail facilities than we do the others. But think in terms of about $5 million a year in new money. And I think we can do the 48-bed. I think we can put the numbers together to enter into a contract to get 48 beds by sometime late, middle or latter part of next year. But that's going, we're going to tie up the $1 million a year for 3 years and a little more because of interest. But, the Fed has reduced the federal funds rate, so interest rate, if we figured an interest rate of 3%, that'd be pretty close. It'd probably be less than that. But I don't know for sure. When we run the numbers, we can calculate. We can use 3%, and that's pretty close. And I think the million dollars a year for 3 years will include most of it. So that's where we are. And we've got Ordinance 19-34 going to the full court.
Justice Speaker, I've got a question, if you don't mind. This is actually for if I could ask you.
Sure.
Is there any city, do the cities within the county pay anything to the county for the jail space?
I think that's probably a better question for the Sheriff's Department.
We're going to have quite a discussion on that. The answer is sort of yes, sort of no, and we're prepared to give you a 3-hour presentation on that tonight.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll look forward to it.
When are you going to give it?
Whenever you are ready.
It's a topic on the agenda of the Courts and Public Safety meeting tonight.
3 hours if we keep it short.
Could I defer that well enough?
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
One question. Do we have the property to put this building on?
The jail?
The 48-bed jail.
Yes. According to the, there is space available.
No cost in that. No purchasing, having to purchase property.
No, but there would be foundation and services would have to be connected. Yes.
It'll have to be dug out, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But since it's county property, we'll let the judge pay for that. Maybe. Comments? Questions? go to bed tonight thinking about $5 million. No further questions. The committee is adjourned.